तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनं शलाकायां चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतलये स्वयं रूपकदानं ददाति स्वप्नं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सुनिवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्तराधाकान्तनमोऽस्तु तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणामामि वञ्चकल्पतरूपस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम 10-10 चैप्टर 60 लॉर्ड कृष्णा टीजेस क्वीन कुंती क्वीन रुक्मिणी व्हाई एम आई सेइंग कुंती हियर टाइम इज नॉट इनफ आई हैव ओनली 35 मिनट्स लेफ्ट एंड आई हैव टू रीड द इंट्रोडक्शन Plus, I have to read Shlok number 1, talk about it, and there is also Madhvacharya's disappearance. So, I will just read the introduction, and I will chant the Shloka myself. Is that okay? Do everybody accept it? It's a democratic state, so is it? Okay. I don't know. Someone will come to me after the class and probably try to control me. I don't know. Anyhow, so I will read the introduction. So this chapter describes how Lord Krishna provoked anger in Queen Rukmini with joking words and then consoled her, thus demonstrating the opulence of a lover's quarrel. One day, Lord Krishna sat at ease in Queen Rukmini's bedroom, while she and her maid servants attended to him in various ways. Rukmini always responded to Sri Krishna's moods, whatever they might be. On this occasion, the Lord looked at Rukmini, whose beauty was faultless, and began to tease her. Previously, many wealthy kings, worthy of you, in their appearance and character, wanted to marry you. In fact, your father and brother intended to give you in marriage to Sisupal. Why then did you accept such an unsuitable husband as me, who once renounced my kingdom and fled to the sea in fear of Jarasandha? Besides, I transgressed worldly morality, and because I own nothing, I am dear to other paupers. Certainly the well-to-do would not worship one such as me. When a man and a woman share the same social class, influence, physical beauty and so on, marriage or friendship can flourish between them. But out of short-sightedness, you have accepted a husband who lacks every good quality and is glorified by beggars. Better you had married some prominent warrior, then you might have been happy in this life and the next. your brother Rukmi and kings like Shishupal all hate me. And it was only to cut down their pride that I kidnapped you. But as for such things as body, home, wife and children, I am indifferent to them. Being the self-satisfied personality of Godhead, transcendental to all material affairs. Sri Krishna stopped speaking, having destroyed Queen Rukmini's confidence that she was her husband's favorite. She began to cry and soon she became stunned in extreme fear, pain and sadness and fell unconscious. Lord Krishna saw that she had misunderstood his joking and thus he felt compassion for her. He picked her up from the floor and, caressing her face, consoled her. I know you are totally attached to me. It was only out of eagerness to see your lotus face adorned with a frown that I teased you. To joke with one's beloved is the highest enjoyment for householders. These words, I will talk about this. These words dispel Rukmini's fear of rejection. Seeing that Krishna had spoken only in jest, she said, "What you said about the two of us being mismatched is actually true. After all, no one is equal to you, the omnipotent master of the three principal deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva." Rukmini went on to show how everything Krishna had said, denigrating himself, was actually glorification. Lord Krishna then spoke to Rukmini with deep affection. "I did not intend to agitate your mind with my joking words. Rather, I wanted to demonstrate the strength of your chastity. Anyone who prays to me for sense gratification, happiness in family life is simply deluded by my illusory energy, Maya. Such a person will take a low birth. Ordinary women will corrupt desires cannot, with corrupt desires, cannot possibly worship me faithfully as you have done. At the time of your marriage, you showed no interest in any of the royal suitors. Rather, you sent a Brahman, a messenger, for me. Thus, you are certainly the most beloved of all my consorts." In this way, the Lord of the universe, Sri Krishna, took pleasure in joking with the goddess of fortune in her form as Rukmini. And in a similar fashion, he fulfilled all the duties of a householder in each palace of his other queens. Text 1. Sri Bhadrayanu Acha Karhichit Sukham Ashinam Svatalpastham Jagadgurum Patim Paryacharet Vaishmi Vyajanena Sakhi Janai. So I will just say word to word translation and purport. Okay. Sri Bhadrayana, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Bhadrayana, Vedavyas, Vacha said, Karhichit, on one occasion, Sukham, comfortably, Ashinam, sitting, Sva, on her, Talpa, bed, Stam, situated, Jagat, of the universe, Gurum, the spiritual master, Patim, her husband, Paryacharat, served, Bhaishmi, Rukmini, Vrajanena, by fanning, Sakhijanai, together with her female companions. Translation purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. That's what you say, right? Yes. Translation. Sri Bhadrayana said, "Once, in the company of her maid servants, Queen Rukmini was personally serving her husband, the spiritual master of the universe, by fanning him as he relaxed on her bed." Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur poetically notes that in this chapter, Rukmini Devi is like a fragrant camphor. crushed on the grinding stone of Lord Krishna's speech. This simile, how nicely described by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, the Rukmini is compared to a camphor fragrance. Does Sankha put camphor in a sweet rice here? He doesn't put, isn't he? When you put a camphor in a sweet rice, it tastes good. It has a fragrance. In Mayapur, they do it, I think. Isn't it? Yeah. That's a camphor fragrance. And Krishna's words are compared here to the grinding stone. Krishna's speech is compared to that. When you're grinding the camphor, it has a smell comes out. So here Rukmini will be. Whatever Krishna will say, Rukmini will take everything in a positive way. That's what we will see in this chapter. Another analogy was given that if you squeeze orange, what happens? What do you get? Juice. Right? Similarly, if you squeeze someone, what do you get? When you squeeze someone, you get whatever in their heart comes out. Whatever their inner feelings, inner whatever is, it comes out. That's what is here happening. Krishna is squeezing Rukmini with every possible ways. But Rukmini is so chaste, so devoted. I mean, imagine we went through the chapter 52. It's 52, I think, right? Rukmini has 5 brothers. One brother is Rukmini, eldest brother. And Bhishmaka, her father, and all want her to get married with Krishna. But Rukmini said no. Because Rukmini was envious of Krishna. He wanted Rukmini to marry with Rukmini. Rukmini wanted to marry her sister Rukmini with Shishupal. And how does Rukmini had known about Krishna? She had not even seen Krishna. But because the king Bhishmak was so pious, the family, so all these saintly persons were coming to King Bhishmaka's palace. And she would hear from all these saintly persons about Krishna. She had not seen Krishna. So that was a purvarag. Person has not seen that other person, but heard about it, that person. Just by hearing, she had that purvarag within her heart. She was attracted to Krishna. She had heard about Krishna. That's why here in the first is explained our Jagat Guru. She knew who Krishna was. She knew, and because she is eternally, she is a Lakshmi. So she knew who Krishna was, and she will explain in this chapter, we will hear more. How she is, each one's, whatever Krishna is teaching, she is completely taking in a positive way. And she wants to, by this way, she warms. Krishna wants to see her love. Now first when she heard all these arguments, we will hear, see arguments, she fainted. Because she is thinking, he is going to leave me. But then her intelligence came back and she said, no. He is teasing me. And she will, each argument she will take it in a positive way. You will hear that. Now, main thing is, what is the intention? What we learn from this chapter? We learn, what is the intention? Just for example, if I tease little child, then I am teasing that little child out of what? Love. Isn't it? Isn't it? When I tease little children, I tease out of love. I tease all the time to our granddaughter, Naini. But it's out of love. But sometimes, by hearing this, we try to tease our wife. Now, what is the intention behind it? Is it out of anger? I'm teasing? It's true, isn't it? Or actually out of love? This morning, it was interesting. I had to give a class and I said to Ananga, Ananga is my wife, I have to tell because I'm on the internet. So, I have to say everything, isn't it? So I said, I have to give a class. And she said, what's going to class about? I said, well, Rukmini is teasing. Krishna is teasing. So she made this point. She said, this is a good, you know, stuck in my mind. She said, when you tease children, you tease out of love. So when you tease, sometimes we try to become Krishna and we try to control and we try to tease our family with our wife. Then it's like, what is your intention? Teasing. Because we try sometimes to become Krishna. I always try to become Krishna. You know? And then she told me a nice story about it. Should I tell it? I should tell it, I think. She said one time Balaram said, I want to have your flute and your peacock feather. So Krishna said, here, take it. You are my brother, take it. So Krishna gave his flute and the peacock feather. And Balaram is having the peacock feather and having, you know, his flute and going in the forest and playing, you know, and like a... And what happened? Keshi demon came. Kamsa had sent Keshi demon. And Keshi demon kicked Balaram. Of course, you know, Balaram is a spiritual master, Adi Guru. But here he wanted to sow. So Balaram just went back and here said, take your flute and take your peacock feather. I don't want it. You can fight with the demons. So we try to become Krishna. But we are the Jivere Sarufai. Krishna Nitya Das. So here it's compared to Mother Rukmini is a camphor fragrance coming. In other words, the lovely chaste qualities of Rukmini will become manifest as a result of Lord Krishna's apparently insensitive words. Just as camphor's fragrance becomes manifest when granules of camphor are crushed by a grinding stone. The Acharya further points out that Rukmini is personally serving the Lord because he is Jagat Guru, the spiritual master of the universe, and Patim, her husband. So she knows that he is the Supreme Personality Godhead, and she is Lakshmi, Srila Jiva Goswami is making a point that Rukmini is a direct expansion of the eternal goddess of fortune. She is worthy to be bride of the Lord. She is a plenary portion of Srimati Radharani. In childhood, he enjoys daughters of cowherd men in Vrindavan, which is Parikya Ras. In adolescence, he enjoys the daughters of the kings, which is Swakya Ras in Dwarka. Rukmini is in Dwarka what Radha is in the forest of Vrindavan. Sri Krishna and Srimati Rukmini chose each other because of their eternal transcendental love. And from the, this is all a rasa. Krishna is the rasaraj. All these rasas we are hearing in these chapters. And then, because in the Adilila, chapter 4, text 15 and 16, it is written that Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. The Lord wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. Okay. So we'll hear more about this Krishna's, in the beginning we will be hear all about Krishna. He'll be grinding camphor. And then at the end camphor's fragrance will be coming from the mouth of Rukmini. Okay? So now we're going to talk about Madhvacharya. And of course Mother Mukhya already said something, but there is more than... okay. Let's see here. Modern gadgets. Difficult to figure this out. I'm going to read from the Samadhi book I have here about Madhvacharya. And I think it's important to read because we say our Sampradaya is Gaudiya, Brahma, Gaudiya, Madhva, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. Right? So here, she already said he was born in Udupi. He was the incarnation of Vayu, wind god. He had a strong physique and extraordinary intelligent power. Once his disciple, Satyatirtha, was attacked by a tiger, and he fought with a tiger, and he wrestled with a tiger and sent him away with his tail between his legs. Of course, he took Diksha at 5 and sannyas at 12. And left home. His mission was to fight and defeat Shankar's impersonal philosophy, Dvaita Advaita. He traveled all over India spreading the like Shankaracharya had traveled, so he also traveled, but he traveled to cut down this impersonalism which Shankaracharya was spreading. In Udupi, Madhvacharya installed a beautiful deity of Gopal, and I think those deities are still worshipped. Udupi Krishna, and those deities are worshipped gorgeously at present. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya originates with the Madhvas. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers thoroughly studied Madhvas' works before compiling their philosophy. For the Satsandarbhas of Srila Jiva Goswami, drew heavily from Madhva's writings. Jiva Goswami found the Gaudiya philosophy of Achintya Abheda Tattva in Madhva's Bhagavad Parya. Sri Chaitanya himself visited Udupi, and Lord introduced Harinam Sankirtan into their sect. In the Prameya Ratnavali, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan summarized 9 principal commons to both Sri Chaitanya's and Sri Madhva's teachings. In Vaishnava Siddhantmala, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to carefully observe the 9 instructions of truth given by Sri Madhvacharya through our Guru Parampara. And these 9 instructions, the Madhvacharya's 9 teachings are, the first one is that Sri Krishna alone is the Supreme Absolute Truth, one without a second. Number 2, he is object of knowledge in all the Vedas. Number 3, the universe is real, Satya. Number 4, the differences between Ishwar, Jiva and matter are real. Number 5, Jiva souls are by nature the servants of the Supreme Lord Hari. 6, there are 2 categories of Jivas, liberated and illusioned. 7, liberation means attaining the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. In other words, entering an eternal relationship of service to the Supreme Lord. Number 8, pure devotional service to Krishna is the only way to attain this liberation. This is all Gaudiya Vaishnava, isn't it? And the last one, the truth may be known by pratyaksha, direct perception, anuman, inference or logic. And last one is Shabda, spiritual sound or Vedic authority. So these are the nine teachings which Madhvacharya teachings, presence and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is accepted as Madhvacharya. Okay? Any questions? I'm done earlier today, my gosh. Yes.
Why is it that Udupi Krishna isn't accompanied by Srimati Radharani?
Why? Because they worship they don't worship in the Radha Krishna highest Babara. What do you call the last one? About out of 5, Madhurya Ras. They don't worship Krishna and Madhurya Ras.
It's more Dasya.
Sorry?
Is it Dasya?
Dasya. I would say Dasya. Parental also, probably.
Is it? Because it's a real awe and reverence kind of.
So Dasya. Dasya. Vedan Maharshi. I'm right now I'm the last few years I'm connected with having the classes with they are in the Sri Sampradaya, and they don't worship in the Madhurya, worshiping Dasi or other ones, and they are very strict about it, following it so strictly. That's why.
So Lord Chaitanya really introduced the Madhurya.
Oh, Lord Chaitanya has taken from the all four sampradayas. If you actually see, he has taken the essence of all the four sampradayas. He is Supreme Lord. And that's why this is gonna go on. This is Yuga Dharma Lord Chaitanya has established, and he took essence of all four sampradayas he has taken.
But the other three didn't really include the Madhurya.
No.
That was introduced by Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah. As I said, he has taken the essence. And that's why this is going to go on.
The Advaita and the Achincha Beda Tattva, does that have anything to do with that transformation?
Yes.
Introduction of
yes.
Can you explain that one?
Yeah. Simultaneously one and different.
No. I know that. But does it have anything to do with the introduction of the Madhurya Rasa? There's slight changes that take place.
Uh-huh.
I never really got it.
I see.
Nagaraj gave class on it, and it was kind of like I was spacing out.
Yeah. I don't have that. Anyone else has in the class to answer that question?
The deity of Udupi Krishna originally was worshipped by Rukmini.
Was it?
She wanted, yes. And then the
well, here it says, holy. It says, this deity manifested from within a chunk of Gopi Chandan.
Yes, before that. Originally, then got was lost. There's a whole pastime. Originally,
it
was made by Rukmini, the grandson of Lord Krishna, because Krishna was already left the planet, and Rukmini wanted to experience the love of Krishna like gopis. So she asked to carve the deity like that. She was worshipped, and then it got lost after some time.
Uh-huh.
So Madhavacharya found it in the Gopi Chandan.
Uh-huh.
And then Rukmini was worshipping like a cowboy boy, Krishna, in Vrindavan. That's why it's a Gopal deity. Lalu and the stick, right? That's original. So this is from Brahma Sampradaya.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So I just want to add a little bit about this Lakshmi Sampradaya, actually, this Madhvacharya. And they worship in Madhurya Ras, but not Parakya Ras, but Swakya Ras. They don't accept Parakya Ras.
Oh, exactly. You made a point.
And they consider the Lakshmi is the best devotee. Mm-hmm. They don't even consider Radharani is it at all. They don't accept Radharani. And Gopis, they just some kind of Vaishya girls, they don't accept anything like that. So, and the best devotee in their Sampradaya is the Brahma. Brahma is a pure devotee. They don't even accept some part of the Vedas that Brahma get bewildered by this 13th chapter, 14th chapter.
Yeah, coming to that, another point, what I heard is that for the Abhishek and all other things, or for their Abhishek and all, they're actually done by the Grihasthas, not by Sannyasi. So I said, Sannyasis are the higher stage. They said, no. They asked us that they Abhishek and all this, all these rituals. Well, what I heard is that Abhishek and everything is done by the Grihasthas.
Well, the daily worship, only by sannyasis, brahmachari sannyasis, not even household sannyasis, they were married before and then sannyasis. Has to be brahmachari and sannyasis. The deity is touched only by every day they worship it. I was there a few occasions. They changed. Only sannyasis. Yes. So they have very strict deity worship. Only sannyasis go on the altar.
Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna, I have a question. You mentioned that...
I hope I'll be able to answer your question. Otherwise, I will tell you to answer it.
That you said that Rukmini, when she realized Krishna was teasing, then she began to glorify him. I was under the impression that she began to glorify him before he... declared to her that this was just teasing. I don't know.
Okay. What I meant was that we know that she already knew that Krishna is the Supreme Person, Krishna is the Lord. Right? Otherwise, which girl would dare to send a letter with the Brahman and said, I'm going to marry, if you come, if you don't come, I'm going to fast myself and I'm going to, you know. She already knew that, and she knew Krishna, who Krishna was. So, what I meant was that when Krishna, she has so much affection for Krishna, that when Krishna said this, teasing her, she became unconscious out of that love she had for him, you know. But then she came to her intelligence came back, and she's thinking, wait a minute. Whatever Krishna had said, she's taking everything in the positive way, and we will read that more in the positive way. She will tell. That's what I meant. Is that clear?
That's different than what you said, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
English. Any other question? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.